Rural Dentistry.
You're listening to Let's Talk Dentistry with Dr. Marvin. This show is sponsored by the Center for Natural Dentistry in Encinitas, where they take a holistic approach to dentistry and your health.
Good morning, good morning. This is Let's Talk Dentistry without Dr. Marvin. Dr. Marvin's on vacation this morning, and so this is Jared Young. If you've listened to the show before, you've probably heard me on air with him in the past. I'm the office manager at his practice, the Center for Natural Dentistry. I've been working with Dr. Marvin for a long, long time now, and I'll be filling in this morning with my good friend, Mr. James O'Sullivan Darcy. James, how are you doing today?
Good morning, Jared. Doing great. Thank you.
James is a good friend of the practice and a good friend of actually a lot of our patients. He is a practitioner, an alternative health practitioner that works with a lot of our patients, actually works with my family, works with Dr. Marvin's family quite a bit, and he helps people get healthy. We're really privileged to have him on today, and we appreciate him spending the time this morning to have us in. We are going to take live calls this morning. If you'd like to call in, the number is 1-866-577-2473. That's 1-866-K-PRAISE. You can call in, and James and I will be taking questions this morning. And I do want you to hold on, listen to the show. We're going to have a special offer from James toward the end of the show today. So, James, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself, and why don't you tell the listeners who you are and what it is that you do?
Basically, what I do is I guide people to health. I came into this field through my own illnesses, and as I got healthy and learned what healing was about, I felt obliged to share it with others.
So you have a special method, your own method that you've kind of developed to help people get healthy. It's called the Darcy method. Why don't you explain what the Darcy method is?
Well, the word method is somewhat of a misnomer because everybody is different. So basically, what I do is I look at people overall. I look at their neurological integration. I look at their cranial nerve function. I check their allergies. I check that they enhance their lymph flow. And we'll look at the emotional aspect of it if we need to. And we'll see whichever part of these functions need help, and we'll identify what needs help most, and we'll go from there.
So basically what you're doing is you have people come in who aren't very healthy, possibly. Maybe they're healthy, but they have something going on, something a little bit unexplained, and you're able to kind of analyze some of the deficiencies or problems they might have, whether it be emotional, nutritional, physical, and you can kind of take that and put them on a plan to help them get healthy.
That's exactly it, Jared, because there's an old expression saying that the greasy wheel gets the most grease, or the squeaky wheel gets the most grease. But the squeaky wheel may not have the biggest problem. So what we do is we find what is the biggest problem. Where do you really, really need to be moved forward here? And we begin from there.
All right. Well, if anybody has a question for Mr. O'Sullivan Darcy, please give us a call again, 1-866-577-2473. And we do have a caller right now, James. Good morning. You're on Let's Talk Dentistry. Good morning. You're on Let's Talk Dentistry.
Yes, hello.
Hi there, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
What can we do for you?
I'm calling to ask about baby root canal procedures that are done on children.
Okay.
I was wondering, what is your opinion? And, you know, I'm mainly concerned about future infection, and I'm just wondering if it's a good idea in general.
Well, Dr. Marvin's not on this morning, but I can kind of speak for him. He is very against root canals because of the problems that it can cause. So, you know, baby root canals are certainly no different. Those teeth are going to come out anyway also. So in most cases, if there is a problem severe enough that a root canal might be a legitimate diagnosis or recommendation, you may look at an extraction instead, since those teeth are already going to be coming out. But I would also seek a second opinion to make sure that the tooth has a problem that requires that drastic of a measure for your child.
Mm-hmm. In terms of diet, is calcium the only important thing for teeth health, or are there other things to think of as well?
Oh, there's so many different things that help developed teeth. James, do you want to answer that?
Well, sometimes we need to look at not just what are we putting into the body, but it might be far better if there's sugar in the diet, if there's things that can aggravate your teeth, to remove that. And you may do as much good as and of course calcium is important, but it's not the only thing. There's many things, but very important to look at what are you putting in. Is there sugar in the food? Things like that, you know?
Yeah, you also want to make sure that you're avoiding a lot of frequent carbohydrates. A lot of children snack constantly, and it creates a very acidic environment in the mouth. And that creates a perfect environment for cavities and decay. So it's not necessarily just the sugar, but it's that constant snacking. It's the juices.
Exactly,
even if it's
even
healthy snacks, healthy crackers or fruits can cause the sugars and the carbohydrates in there can really make it a perfect situation for cavities to develop.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for calling in. All right, James. Well, why don't we let's talk a little bit. That was a good question from our caller, and that kind of leads me into a great question for you. We're talking about children. The caller had a question about children. Do you treat children?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, the youngest person I've treated was actually 3 days old. And when I think about it, I probably treated her before she came into the world, because I treated her mom from the beginning of her pregnancy. And then from that person all the way to 102 years old.
So you've definitely done the spectrum, 3 days to 102.
3 days to 102.
So there really is no age that doesn't possibly or can't possibly benefit. I know my three-year-old daughter, you've treated my three-year-old daughter before, and we had wonderful results, and you've treated Dr. Marvin's children for a long time. With great effect as well. So from a personal standpoint, I know that you can definitely, I trust you with my daughter, and I can definitely vouch for that. Both my wife and I trust you as well. So, and we're certainly not 3 years old, as far as I'm aware. Mm-hmm. So how did you get into this profession? How did you choose to help people get healthy?
Well, if I were to say, Jared, I think actually I was guided into it through my own in-health. I had a lot of personal health problems throughout my life, and I eventually came to the point where I ended up on a drug called Vioxx, if you've ever heard of Vioxx.
Okay.
It's an anti-inflammatory that was taken off the market, and it left countless people dead in its wake. And I would have been just another statistics. And when I realized that I was on that drug, and the doctor never called me to say, James, this drug that we had you on is taken off the market. Are you okay? When I realized that, I realized I was on my own and that my health was my responsibility. And as I began to become responsible, I began to learn how to heal. And somehow that left me with an obligation to help others.
That's a great point. You mentioned that your health is your responsibility. We tell our patients that all the time. You have not only a right to question your doctors, but you also have an obligation to question your doctors. Who, no matter who you see, if you come visit us, if you see Dr. Marvin, you should be questioning. You should ask questions. You should make sure you're comfortable with any treatment that's proposed. You should make sure you fully understand what's being done and what's being proposed before you ever move forward with anything, because you're the one who has to live with the results of the treatment. And ultimately, it's your responsibility to ensure your own health, with the help and assistance of providers along the way.
Absolutely, Jared. And beyond that, for feeding your own children, you know, it's imperative that you know what's in the food that you're giving them. And the system is stacked against you. So if you want to be healthy, it is a commitment. You have to decide, you know what, I'm going to do it, and you've got to make the best choices you can from there.
So if somebody's listening to the show right now and they were expecting to be talking about dentistry, we're talking about more about overall health right now, or your whole body wellness. And as everybody who's listening knows, we constantly preach the importance of every aspect of the body into your overall health. And dentistry is normally what we focus on this show, because Dr. Marvin is the host and he's a dentist. So we talk a lot about your oral health and its importance in your overall wellness. Today we're talking about your overall wellness and its importance, and some of the smaller things, things that often go untreated, misdiagnosed, that little nagging queasiness and that uncomfort that maybe you have, but you're not really sure if you should see a doctor about it. Maybe you feel a little bloated now and then, or maybe you have some joint pains that they don't make sense, and you're not really comfortable going to the doctor because you think, oh, you know, it's just a little joint pain. It's nothing severe enough to go see the doctor about. Those are the types of things that you help people with, right?
Right, and as do you. Because when I first went to Dr. Marvin, one of the things that really impressed me was he showed me a chart with the teeth and the relation from the teeth to the organs and how an organ can be damaged by having a damaged tooth. The whole body is linked together. So you help with the tooth, I help with the organ.
Yeah, it's actually a great point. If anybody's interested in seeing that, we do have that on our website, trynaturaldentistry.com. It's called the tooth chart. And there's actually an app that we developed too. So if you use an iPhone or an iPad or an iPod Touch, you can actually get the app and play with that as well. You can just look up tooth chart. But if you just want to check it out, you can see it on our website, trynaturaldentistry.com, which brings me to a good point too. If you're interested in a little bit more about what James does, you can visit his website, darcymethod.com. That's D-A-R-C-Y method.com, darcymethod.com. And that'll give you a little bit more information about James as well. So James, why don't you tell me a little bit about what your favorite case is? You've worked with a lot of different people, helped a lot of people get healthy. I know you have a lot of favorites, but can you pick one that really stands out?
Well, I would say, Jared, when I started this work and somebody would come in and they would get well, I would go, really? And now it's a point, if somebody comes in and they don't get well, I'm like totally amazed. I expect everybody to get well. But my favorite was right at the very beginning. This family were on holiday from Iran, and they were staying with people in LA who had heard about me, and they came to visit. They brought this 9-year-old boy who didn't speak any English, but for years, every time he eat, he vomited. So they brought him down. I found something we could work on, gave him a recommendation, and they came back the following week, and he was completely better. But the extraordinary thing about the case, they came once or twice more, and then they went back to Iran. But when he was leaving, when that family were leaving, and he was about to get into the car, he ran back into the office, and he gave me a big hug and a smile, and he had no English, and it was so touching that it was just an extremely rewarding event.
Sometimes you don't need words to express gratitude. And my daughter had a similar experience. She was vomiting after eating, and it just kind of came out of the blue, and we couldn't figure out what it was. We thought maybe it was a gluten intolerance because she'd been consuming a lot more gluten. We tried a whole bunch of different things, and then we were able to, it was convenient and a good time that we were able to bring her in to see James, and after one visit, we got that taken care of. So, I definitely know we've had a similar experience, and you were definitely able to help out with that. What other types of symptoms have you helped people with? I mean, you're talking about two cases right there of children who are vomiting after eating. That's certainly not the only thing that you've done before.
Oh, it's a very broad range. I mean, if it's neurological, I mean, we've helped people, prevented people from going for surgery. It's certainly taken allergies. Removing emotional blocks, removing fear. If you grow up in a household, let's just take an example. If you grow up in a household where there's fear around the table, how well can you digest your food? How well can you relate to food? And, you know, we store emotion throughout our lives. So sometimes we'll help you to release the emotional block. It's not all in the four major food groups. It's as you say, it's holistic.
If you have a question for James, if you have an unexplained symptom, something that you've just, never really gotten around to asking somebody what could be causing it, how could you possibly fix it? Give us a call. Now's your opportunity. We have James O'Sullivan Darcy on the air with us today. You can call 1-866-5-DARCY. 1-877-277-2473. That's 1-866-K-PRAISE. Call in now and you can ask James your question on the air, or if you don't want to ask it on the air, you can also go to his website and submit questions via his website, and that's darcymethod.com.
And Jared, I want to come back to a point you made earlier about the whole nutrition, about being able to ask your doctor what it is. And I just want to mention something that's very important for me, very near and dear, and that is we also have a right to ask what's in our food. And, you know, when our food is not labeled, and in a bigger picture, we need to be responsible. So you have to be responsible for what you're eating. You have to be responsible for what your children are eating. And back to the previous caller's question about is it calcium? Maybe it is calcium, but very important to see what are you putting into your body.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what it goes into our body is the building blocks of what makes us and keeps us healthy or makes us ill. You know, we see that all the time. And at our practice, at the Center for Natural Dentistry, our patients have probably a heightened awareness of what they're eating. They come from a lot of them come from a background of systemic health problems, and they've been analyzing what they've been eating for most of their life because they were in a situation where they weren't fortunate enough to be able to just go and eat whatever they want. Some of us, we were raised and grew up, and even as adults, we've been fortunate enough to be able to eat whatever we want and show very few symptoms, very little actual problems from what we eat. But some of us aren't so lucky, and those symptoms are right on the surface.
And then add to that the mercury fillings, like you mentioned, these little aches and pains and little headaches and what have you, and it's very important to take the toxins out of your body.
Exactly. And we have another caller here, James. Good morning. You're on the air with Let's Talk Dentistry and James O'Sullivan Darcy.
Hi. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. What can we do for you?
Great. Well, I've been having some problems with my balance, and I just wondered what it is. I've been to, I had an MRI and CAT scan, and nothing came of it, and it's inconclusive, and I just want to know what the problem could possibly be, that I'm losing my balance, and I can't write, and my coordination is really bad, and it's happened in the last 2 years.
Can I ask you, what's your name, please?
My name is Sylvia.
Sylvia. If you would like to call the number that we give you, I will welcome you to come in because it's impossible for me to answer the question like this. But if you like, you come in and I will spend a little time with you and see if we can figure out what's happening.
What is the cost of your visits?
Because you're calling the show today, the first 7 callers are going to get a free visit. So there's going to be no charge.
Oh, great.
So you make that call, and you'll get special consideration because you called in live. So I will be looking forward to seeing you and see what we can do to help.
Oh, what is your phone number?
I'm going to give it to you right now, right, Sylvia? And for anybody else, it'll be the first 7 callers who get a complimentary visit to see James. The phone number is 858-268-2900.
268-8900?
2900.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks for calling in, Sylvia, and go ahead and call James right now when you get off the phone with us, and leave a message, and he'll be getting back to you, okay?
Okay. 858-262, right?
I'll give it to you one more time. 858-268 2900.
Okay.
And that's okay, Sylvia. Don't worry, because what you're... difficulty with remembering the number is part of the process you're describing, so we'll absolutely try to help you with that.
Oh, okay, thank you.
All right, you've treated some people before with balance issues, right, James?
Absolutely, yes.
So what can cause balance issues? I mean, I know it can be a number of different things, you know, but it can actually, balance can actually be caused by neurological issues, correct?
Absolutely, often more than likely. Cranial nerve 8 is the our balance center, the vestibular center in the brain, and sometimes we check that through the hearing mechanism, and we can identify it that way and possibly correct it. There's many approaches, but the main thing is first to find out what is the cause and to take it. Again, even mercury can do this. Even mercury in your teeth can do this, you know. So there's many possibilities. So we look into it and we see what are the likely causes here.
Sure. And like you said, I mean, mercury is a neurotoxin, and balance is affected by your neurological system as well. So this is, again, another case where everything is interrelated, and you can't isolate things and just say that there's only one issue and only one thing that could possibly cause this. And that's one of the problems with our current medical system is we want to isolate, we want to blame everything on one particular problem where it could be a factor of several much smaller issues, not one large issue.
Exactly, Jared. And you may have something like somebody who's highly allergic to their laundry detergent, to their personal care products, and they use these products over and over and over and over again over 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, and they become so sensitive that it actually begins to affect them neurologically. And
yeah, we talk about that a lot in dentistry, is that you just don't know. You may not show symptoms right away, but over time, that continual use of something like having a mercury filling in your mouth, like using a laundry detergent that you're allergic to, those types of things can have a cumulative effect over time.
And it can be very bewildering because as you investigate, parents will do the absolute best they can for kids. And we found that even using things like organic nappies, organic mattresses, that by law, they're required to have flame retardant. So even if they're the best quality, they still have a chemical flame retardant on them. So we help to identify what and where these stressors are coming from.
Well, that's great. And I, like we said, we mentioned before on the air already, if you'd like to visit with James, if you'd like to talk to him, you have an opportunity to get a complimentary visit with him. Give us a call, 858-268-2900. The first 7 callers will get a complimentary visit with James. You're listening to Let's Talk Dentistry. I'm Jared with the Center for Natural Dentistry. We have James O'Sullivan Darcy. He is a, for lack of a better word, a nutritional therapist, but not nutrition in the traditional sense of the word that most people think. So what is nutrition, James? What's the, I mean, you're a nutritional therapist, but it's not nutritionist. It's a difference.
Well, for me, nutrition is what do you put into your body. So it's not just, as I said, the major food groups. It's what are you thinking? You know, what do you get up in the morning? Do you get up in the morning and watch a murder mystery, or do you play some nice music? You know, what do you think? How are the people that you surround yourselves? Are you angry? Are you bitter? All those things, you know. So it's for me, nutrition is what do you feed yourself with? You know, not your whole being.
Yeah, it's not just, you know, what how many bananas are you eating each day.
Right.
It's a combination of everything that's going into your body and how that affects your overall well-being.
Even though we're very conscious of nutrition per se, you know, I am a nutritionist, but I'm not limited. I no longer believe that I can totally help you solve your problem with just food. There's more involved, and I like to tell people that they really need to commit. We are inundated. We're inundated with EMFs. We're inundated with chemicals in our food, chemicals in the water, in the air that we breathe. So you need to commit. It's a lifestyle to change, and you've got to take care of the personal stuff. You got to take care of your teeth. You got to take care of your clothes, and you know all that stuff. So it's a holistic approach, Jared.
So if people who are listening right now and they're curious about what you do and what we're discussing, what is their takeaway message? How do people, for lack of a better way to say it, what do people need to do to kind of get healthy?
I would say come to see me, because you need to be able to identify what is it is holding you back, what is suppressing your health, and that's basically what I do.
Yeah, our bodies are miracles, as our listeners all know, and we're constantly working, our environment is constantly working against our body's ability to stay healthy, and you're really able to help people step out of that.
Sure.
James, I appreciate you being on the air with us today and taking the time to come in and talk to our listeners. Again, for the first 7 callers, they'll get a complimentary visit, 858-268-2900.
And Jared, I'd like to add one more thing, and this is a real-life case. I had a woman that I identified a bacterial infection in her lower jaw, and I sent her up to the Center for Natural Dentistry. And she called me back and she told me I saved her life by sending her to the right people. So it's crucial who you see.
Oh, I agree. And like we said, both my family and Dr. Marvin's family sees James as well as a bunch of other families and people from our practice. James, thank you so much for being with us today.
Pleasure, Jared. Thank you.
All right. Next week, we'll be back with Dr. Marvin on Let's Talk Dentistry. Thanks for joining us today. Again, if you'd like a complimentary visit with James, give him a call at 858-268-2900 or visit him online at www.darcymethod.com. That's DARCYmethod.com. This is Jared with the Center for Natural Dentistry filling in for Dr. Marvin. Thank you for listening to us today, and we look forward to having you back next week with Dr. Marvin. Thank you so much, and thank you again, James, for visiting with us. We appreciate your time.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Dentistry with Dr. Marvin. This show is sponsored by the Center for Natural Dentistry in Encinitas, where they take a holistic approach to dentistry and your health.